The Bed River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa vehemently opposed last year's failed mining bill, not only because they feared what it could do to their watershed, but also because they objected to not having a seat at the table. Republican leaders met with the tribe, but that was the extent of the discussion. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he does not expect to consult with the tribe as Republicans draw up this year's mining bill.
Consultation usually occurs after the legislature has acted. The Bad River Tribe, in addition to every single citizen in the state, has an opportunity to participate in the legislative process. They can come and testify at the hearing that we will have. They can offer constructive changes. But even when I met with the chairman last time, they don't want a mining bill under any circumstances. So it is very difficult to negotiate with somebody who says they don't want it under any circumstances.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald's remarks were more tempered, saying he wanted the process to unfold first. But Fitzgerald did not leave much room for talks.
Whether or not you're going to come to any resolution that's going to be acceptable to them, I think it's a long shot. It's going to be difficult to ever get them on board with the piece of legislation.
Bed River Chair Mike Wiggins issued a statement saying citizens of the tribe found it remarkable that legislators are pushing legislation, quote, drafted by mining interests to deregulate treatment of waters, lands, and impacts to the environment. Wiggins and others are traveling to Milwaukee for a press conference on mining tomorrow. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.